ABC News.
The Melbourne Museum has today unveiled a set of fossilised mega shark teeth found by a citizen scientist at Janjuk on Victoria's south coast. The teeth are evidence that a shark twice the size of a large great white once stalked Australia's ancient waters. Tim Ziegler is a paleontologist with Museums Victoria and he joins us now. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Eleni. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. First of all, tell us the story of how this set of teeth were discovered.
Well, it sort of happens like most great discoveries from museums, with a member of the public, a local who knew his turf, and just the first hint. Phil Mullaly, who's an Ocean Grove resident, likes to look for fossils down in the Janjuk area, and he spotted just a little glint of enamel from a fossil shark tooth in a boulder where waves crash over on the beach under cliffs. He collected a few teeth from this spot that are anything up to 3 inches along the edge, looking sort of like, like a Dorito, a narrow Dorito.
Okay.
That sort of triangular shape. And when he found a few more of them, realised there's something interesting going on here. The rocks in this place are an ancient seabed, and to find more than one tooth in the same place suggests there might be a whole set. So when Phil contacted Museums Victoria, we said, great, let's go down and have a look. And what we did when we did that was discover that there were many more. By the time we'd finished excavating this boulder at the start of this year, we'd collected 45 teeth overall.
45 teeth. So how significant is it that you have found so many?
Well, it's actually really significant, nationally and around the world. In Australia, this is the first time that a set of teeth from a single animal of this species, the great jagged narrow-toothed shark, has ever been found. There are only 3 examples of this in the world.
Okay, and I guess it just proves the point. Australia is famous for its sharks on its coast and now these big mega ones. Just how big would this creature have been?
That's exactly right. You know, this is a popular surf break and it's not uncommon to have a great white move through underneath you if you're out there on a surfboard at Bells Beach. This animal is nearly twice the size of a living great white shark. It was 8 metres long.
8 metres long, okay. And when would it have become extinct?
So this is an animal that lived and died, this particular individual, about 25 million years ago. This is, at the time, the biggest thing in the ocean, and it would have been preying on whales and dolphins about half its size.
In addition to whales and dolphins, what else would have been in its diet? I mean, I imagine fish would have been like celery sticks for them.
Absolutely. I mean, a surfboard, I don't know if it had even noticed that going down the gullet. This is an animal living in an ocean with the early ancestors, or if you like, ancestral cousins, to living baleen whales, the giant filter feeders. Their ancestors are smaller. So they're swimming around in water about 50 metres deep, where now the Janjuk cliffs are. There are big fish in the area too. An animal this big, well, it's sort of like, where does a 600-pound gorilla sit? Wherever it wants. This had its choice.
Apart from changing in size, have sharks changed much over time or in the past, you know, millions of years?
There is great variety in the fossil record for sharks. There are many living examples that have ancestry going back tens of millions of years. In this case, this animal is larger than any hyper-predatory chase predator shark that lives in the ocean today.
Hmm.
Part of the reason for that is probably that at the time there was more prey available at the size that it could hunt. Small whales. Ironically, as whales have evolved in the last 10 million years or so and become much, much bigger, they are much more difficult to access as a food source. So animals that are doing a similar job to this narrow-toothed shark have actually become smaller and adapted to smaller prey.
Any other physical features that have changed over time, or has the shark been a, you know, a pretty good product from the beginning?
The most recognisable and distinctive aspects of these teeth, because for sharks, it's nearly almost just the teeth that we find, are the serrations along the edge. This is like a steak knife. The teeth that we have from this fossil are sharp enough that they definitely cut your skin today. That is something that has been a feature of this group for many tens of millions of years. So they're very, very well adapted to do a very specific job in the ocean, and they're still doing it today as a great white.
So where are these teeth going to be displayed?
So they're currently on display as of this morning, which is really exciting for me, at Melbourne Museum, along with a life-size reconstruction of this particular narrow-toothed shark. Using measurements from the teeth themselves, we can say that it was about 8 metres long, and we've printed it on the wall. Believe it or not, it's so big that we couldn't actually fit the whole thing on.
I was going to ask, so it's exceeding the room size?
Absolutely.
Oh, geez. Okay, well, thank you so much for that insight. Tim Ziegler there, a paleontologist with Museums Victoria. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
ABC News.